In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in Volume 5, this is letter number 1391. Baruch Hashem, Beis Shvat, Toshin, Rebbe, Brooklyn, Shalom, Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I'm sure you know that your brother, doesn't say who it is, the names are lettered out, that your brother visited me and follow up in our discussion, I am giving a copy of my letter to him, and it's for sure it'd probably be better and proper that your brother shouldn't know that I sent you a copy of the letter. And I have to tell you, the Rebbe says, that I am surprised, very surprised about you, because based on the impression that your brother made upon me, he does accept influence. In other words, if you reach out to him, he's open basically to accepting influence. So you have to draw him, you have to bring him even closer to matters of Torah and Yiddishkeit. And all this, when he speaks to me, like for example, the fact that he is a member in the conservative temple, he doesn't realize that that's something which is, he doesn't know that this is not something which is not the best situation. He doesn't recognize that. He doesn't even know that there is a, maybe that there is Orthodox, that there is Torah, and mitzvahs, and Menashe Adon. How could it be, the Rebbe says, in your view, that Hashem brought you to this country, it's only for you to benefit from the opportunities, from the goodness of the United States, Arzis Habris of the United States, and should not be, God forbid, never happen under all the problems, the troubles we had in the other country that have passed over you in the countries in the past, and then the inconvenience that you had while you were in France. So this is for sure, the Rebbe says, since you are in one city with your brother and Hashem has granted you, gave you the privilege, the zechus, that you, your honor, you know of the luminary of Torah in general, specifically you know Torah Chassidus, you are obligated, in the language of my father-in-law, in the name of his father, the Rebbe Rashab, who said, quote, "Kishem sheYehudi tzorich laniach tefillin b'chol yoyim, kein b'chol yoyim tzorich lizanyan b'chinuch b'nei beis yashichyo." Just like a Jew is required to put on tefillin every day, likewise, every day you have to interest yourself in the education of your family, may they live. In our situation, of your honor, may you live. This is your brother. This is your family. And you are, on you, there lays the responsibility and the holy privilege, Zchus Kodesh, to bring him close, and his heart and the house of his family members of your brother. You bring them close to Torah and mitzvahs as much as possible. Without a doubt that if you're going to work on this daily, as we said, shouldn't go by one day, just like there's a mitzvah putting on tefillin. If every day you're going to work on it and you're going to use the fitting words and gently, you will be successful. Now, it's possible, the Rebbe says, the Rebbe calls him the Klugenker, the sly one, that's the Yetzer Hara, nicknamed, you know, he's going to come with an argument. He says, since you are forced to come on to him, he supports you physically, the guy gives him support, so he's not going to listen to him, because he's not going to, but it's not so, at all and at all not. This is only the advice of the Yetzer. And this is the part of all Talmidei Chachomim and all those who project and give spirituality, Mashpia Ruchnis, that sometimes, in lots of times, that they are forced to receive their flow of physicality from those that they are influenced from them. Those are the ones that are supporting them, those who they influence. On the contrary, this is of the kindness of Hashem Yisbarach. Look into the Raya Mehemne, which is brought down in Geres HaKodesh in chapter Chovov, that those Chachomim, Inun Chachomim, who are similar to Shabbos and Yontif, they don't have only that which is prepared during the weekday. So what does it mean? Like the weekday prepares for Shabbos. So the Talmud Chacham is the Shabbos, and the other people that support him are like the weekdays. So the weekdays support the Shabbos. And also look into the Sefer HaMitzvot Tzemach Tzedek on page Kuf Yud Beis Omid Beis about what the Alter Rebbe wrote about the conduct of a Rav HaKodesh, Reb Mendel Barer, that he would not say words of Torah only in a place where they gave him a gift. They had to make a contribution, and that's when he taught them Torah. I should adopt that. Look very well into this. The Rebbe is blessing him with success and all the above. I thank you in advance if you will let me know good news about this. It's a very amazing over here to see how the Rebbe actually says there's nothing wrong, and don't think that just because you need to receive from them, they're supporting you. On the contrary, that's actually something which is very positive. The Rebbe puts the responsibility on a family member to influence the other parts, the other people of the family, that they should, it's their responsibility to help and make sure. The Rebbe places, especially says, so why were you saved from Europe and from all the troubles, and now you're living in America in the beautiful, convenient, and everything as well, is only to what? To benefit from the good stuff that America has to offer. It's the responsibility that you have. And the Rebbe says that you have a sense of Chassidus and everything else. It's your responsibility to get your brother and his family members. And the Rebbe says you do it on a daily basis. You keep on doing it once and twice. You will be successful. Not going to happen right away, but you have to keep on doing it. It's your responsibility.